Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The theme for 2026 is Obey, O-B-E-Y. Obedience, believe, execute, and yield. We are currently in the B season. Believe God. This is week 6, and the topic this week is believing God for provision. Believing God for provision. The scripture for today is Matthew 6:33. The New International Version reads, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Amen. Seek first implies making God's kingdom the primary daily focus rather than a secondary concern. The idea is to make the kingdom the center of our lives. It is an imperative command to prioritize God above career, family, and personal desires. His kingdom and his righteousness means aligning one's life with God's reign and living in obedience to his commandments. It involves seeking spiritual growth and doing what is right in God's eyes. And all these things will be added refers to physical necessities like food, clothing, and shelter. It is a promise that God will provide for believers who trust him, freeing them from anxiety. Belief means releasing anxiety and leaning into divine sufficiency, because God's resources never run dry. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and everlasting God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God, forgiving us of our sins, Lord. We thank you for loving us, O God. Thank you for being our provider, O God. Thank you for supplying all our needs. So we lift you up this morning. We say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this breath we're taking, Lord God. Thank you for the new mercies we will have today, Lord God. Thank you for, you know, yesterday is gone, Lord God. It was a beautiful day. But we thank you for what's ahead, Lord God. Thank you for the ability to acknowledge you as our God, Lord God. The faculties that allowed us to dial into the prayer call this morning, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the gifts we have right now, oh Lord. Our families, our friends, our jobs, our churches, the community, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for food and shelter. We thank you that all of our needs are met, Lord God. It may be difficult at times, Lord God, but we are not forgotten, and we know that you have us in mind, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for the in-between, Lord God. We thank you for times where it seems like we couldn't make it on our own, Lord God, but somehow, Lord God, we got through, and we know that it's because of you, Lord God. We know that that you are the source, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for all we have, Lord God. We thank you that you keep us in mind, Lord God. We look to you, Lord God, and you provide. You provide. You are our provider, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for the little things, Lord God. We thank you for the small things that we take for granted, Lord God. We thank you for just being who you are, Lord God. We thank you for the struggle, Lord God. We thank you for the in-between times where we must look for you. We must look to you, Lord God. There when times where it seems like there was no other way, Lord God, you made a way. You made a way, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for everything. We thank you for being who you are, Lord God. We thank you for showing us the way, Lord God, showing us how to live holy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are our God, and we lift you. We lift you up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the blueprint you provided for us. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the stories that teach us how to live, Lord God. We ask that you continue to allow us to seek you, Lord God, your word, Lord God. Seek your ways, Lord God. Seek your ways, Lord God, and we continue to follow you, Lord God, in all things, and all things will be added unto us, Lord God. We won't have to worry. We don't have to worry about how we're going to eat or what we're going to wear, Lord God, because you provide. You provide, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for loving us that much, Lord God, for having us on your mind, Lord God, for taking care of your children, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you gave to us, Lord God, as a sacrifice. You gave him to us as a sacrifice, and for that we are thankful. For that we can talk to you directly, Lord God. For that we can speak to you. We know that you love us beyond anything, Lord God, and we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray and we say amen, Lord God. This morning from our prayer list, Lord God, our Michelle Barfield asks us to pray for her son's healing, Lord God. You know all about him, Lord God. We lift him up, Lord God. We ask that you continue to be with him as he heals, Lord God. We pray that he has a speedy recovery, Lord God, that he's not in too much pain, Lord God, that he gets through this season in his life, Lord God, and he comes out well on the other side, Lord God. So we lift up Michelle Barfield's son to you this morning, Lord God. We ask that you cover him in your blood, Lord God, and you protect him, Lord God, and as he gets through this season, Lord God, and we thank you for his life, Lord God. We thank you for who he is to his family, to his mother and his grandmother, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to be with him during this time. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. And we also lift up Michelle, who's having surgery in the month of May, Lord God. We ask that you to be with her, Lord God, as she goes through this surgery, Lord God. We pray for the doctors and the nurses, Lord God, who attend to her, Lord God. We pray that she also comes out 100% healed, Lord God, and whatever needs to be done, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for her, Lord God. We lift her up, Lord God. We pray that she has a speedy recovery and she is 100% restored, Lord God. Whatever is needed in her life, Lord God, we pray that she has it, Lord God. We pray you provide, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for Michelle and her son this morning, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. We pray. We also lift up our sister Sonia Johnson, who's recovering, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done in her life, Lord God. We ask that you heal her her shoulder and her mouth, Lord God, or whatever she's going through at this time, Lord God, we ask that you touch her, Lord God, that she's able to move around and do the things that she loves to do, which is to praise the Lord, Lord God. And so we thank you. We thank you for her, and we ask that she is healing, Lord God, and she is restored and recovered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Lord God. Our sister Carisha Forbes asks us to lift up a few people in prayer this morning, Lord God. And so we do, and we pray for her family, Lord God, and we lift up Anne Marie Forbes, Lord God, Unique Forbes, Carla Forbes, Lord God. We lift up Teresha England and Cochetta Dyer, Lord God. We lift up Caroline Mercado, in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. We lift up these women, Lord God. You know all about them, Lord God. You know what they need in their lives. Each one of them may need something different, Lord God, but that we don't know, but we know you know, Lord God, and we know that you know all about each of them, Lord God. So we pray that you touch them, Lord God, that you add a blessing to them, Lord God. You lift up them and Carisha this morning, Lord God, as they go about their day, Lord God, as they live their lives as normal, Lord God. We ask that you touch them individually, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God, whatever they need. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for their families and their support systems, Lord God, and we ask that they continue to be a support to each other and to Carisha and their family as a whole, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray for them, Lord God, as we pray for Michelle Sari Ram, who is currently in the hospital in ICU, Lord God. Our sister chaplain asks us to lift her up. So we call her name, Lord God. We call out the name of Michelle Sari Ram this morning, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to be with her. She's currently in the hospital, Lord God. We lift up Briscoe Diggs, who is very concerned about her health, Lord God. So we pray for Briscoe Diggs and Michelle Sari Ram today, this morning, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to touch them where they are, Lord God, in the hospital, or Briscoe Diggs, who's concerned, Lord God, touch him, Lord God, or we thank you. We thank you that people are out praying for each other, Lord God, praying for people in hospitals, Lord God. So we pray for them, Lord God. We also lift up Joe Johnson, who's an elderly man who has to have his leg amputated, Lord God. So we know that this is a major, major surgery, Lord God. So we lift up Joe Johnson. We pray that this surgery goes well, Lord God, and with the amputation, that his body will be well, Lord God. Sometimes things have to be taken away so that it doesn't affect the other parts of the body, Lord God. But we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, and we trust that the doctors make the best decision possible to help Mr. Joe Johnson, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for our chaplain Sheila, who has these people on her mind, Lord God, and in her prayers, Lord God, as she lifts them up, Lord God, and brings them to this platform so that we can also lift them up in prayer, Lord God, and cover them, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for our chaplain Sheila, and we thank you for Michelle Saririm and Briscoe Deegs and Joe Johnson, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And our Reverend Dr. D asks us to pray for those with substance addiction, Lord God. So we lift them up, Lord God. We know, Lord God, how hard it is for those that are on substances, Lord God, and the need to feel that they need those to get by, Lord God. So we lift up those people, Lord God, and that have substance addictions, Lord God. We know addictions to anything, Lord God, is a strong pull, and we know it's difficult, Lord God. It's difficult to get by and to get over or to get through without these things. So we lift up those with substance addictions, Lord God, and the lives that they have, Lord God, or the people that are around them, Lord God, that may be suffering when dealing with people with substance addiction, Lord God. We know it's not easy, Lord God, and they don't. It's an addiction. They can't help at times the things that they do or the things that they have to do to get these things, Lord God. But we know that you are stronger. You are stronger than any substance, Lord God, stronger than any drug, Lord God, and you can pull them out, Lord God. You can pull them past it, Lord God. You can help them where they are, Lord God, to get through them. We pray that they seek the kingdom. They seek you first, Lord God, before the substance, Lord God. We pray that they seek you before the substance, Lord God, and that you are able to help them, Lord God, turn to you, Lord God. It's been done. It has been done, and we thank you. We thank you for those that you have healed, and we pray that they never return to it, Lord God. And we lift those up. We lift the people up that are suffering with substance addictions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they will be healed. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they will be healed, Lord God. We know that it's an addiction. It's a strong pull, Lord God. But there is none stronger. There is none stronger than you. Help us all with whatever we are fighting with, Lord God. May not be substances or things, but there is always something that's pulling us, Lord God. And we pray. We pray for recovery, Lord God. We pray for the new life, Lord God. We pray to be redeemed from things of these things of that are not of you, Lord God. Anything that is in excessive that is not of you, Lord God, we pray against it, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch those dealing with addiction, Lord God. Touch those that are dealing with anything, Lord God, that is taking over them, can't focus on you, that can't focus and deal and live a normal life, Lord God, a life that is led by you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray, Lord God. We ask all of these blessings. We ask all of these prayers. We lift up all of these people, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. We pray, we pray, we pray, and we say amen. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for being our provider, Lord God. We thank you that you know about each and every one of us and all of our needs, Lord God. We thank you for loving us that much. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray and we say amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. We ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us. And he will answer. I believe God hears us. He hears us, and he will answer. So we ask that you continue to send your prayer requests to actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. We ask that you visit our website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. We have some great events coming up. Please check our website. We thank you. We thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will now release the line so that we all may greet one another.